better life. Are you sure? Internet services are provided by Anger Valley Services on the blazing speed of their TrueNet 4G wireless network. Go to AngerValleyServices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction with the express written consent of the WLEW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney high above the court in our Anger Valley Services courtside seats from USA High School, where District 96 is about to begin in approximately 51 minutes. Our first game will be tipping off between the USA Patriots hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates. Tonight, it's extended pregame coverage, and we're going to go through each of the six teams going playing this week, all vying for that district hardware and trying to move down the road to the Breslin Center a little bit closer and perhaps down 69, because the winner gets to go to Flint Beecher, more than likely taking on Flint Beecher. First team, the team with a bye this tonight, and will be playing on Wednesday. The Ubley Bearcats enter this district play in postseason at 11-8 overall. Of those eight losses, four of those happened in their first six games. In the Grantham East, 8-4, they finished in third place, two games out of first place. Head coach Brandon Sorensen finishing up his first regular season as the big man on top at 11-8, a .579 batting average. He replaced Rex Till, who was 14-26 in 2 years. On offense, the Ubley Bearcats are averaging 45.7 points per game. That's the ninth best offensive attack in the Grantham Conference, but the lowest of the six teams in District 96. On defense, Ubley allows 41.5, and that finished the regular season with the second-best defense in the Grantham Conference, all 14 of those teams. Average margin of victory for the Ubley Bearcats, who are playing on Wednesday, is 4.2 in their favor, and that is the sixth-best differential of the 14 GTC teams. With an extended football season running into late November, the basketball season got off to a sluggish start for Ubley. Through the middle of January, the Bearcats were sitting with a 2-4 record going into the teeth of their divisional schedule. Since then, they finished the regular season going 9-4. John Mooney, what do you think?
You know, Clark, I'm looking forward to seeing Ubley in the district semifinal. Considering the regular season, how it unfolded with the Bearcats coming so close to division hardware and then to have it kind of taken away from them, I'm sure this squad is very hungry for some postseason accolades, and they can do it.
Ubley drew a bye this evening, in part due to the new format of the MHSA seating process. They'll be facing off with a winner of Bad Axe and Lakers, and they'll play on Wednesday in our second game. Now, John Moodle, let's take a look at the roster of the 11-8 Ubley Bearcats.
Well, Coach Brandon Sorensen's Ubley Bearcats are led by seniors Austin Peruski, who does a nice job on the inside, and Casey Sweeney on the outside. Juniors Levi Peruski and Cole Hagan, sophomore Kyle Sweeney, they're all threats and ready to explode at any time. You know, for needed contributions, what's neat about the Bearcat lineup is that all of them are just, you know, really solid ball players. So keep in mind, seniors Austin Krager, Isaac Wersinski, junior Carson Haleski, and Gabe Sweeney, and they're all going to come off the bench, and they're not going to have any drop-off on this talent scale. Believe me, athletically, the Bearcats are very capable.
When we return, we'll continue our march through each of the District 96 foes, with the other team receiving a bye up next. That'd be the Cass City Redhawks, right here on the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services, District 96 from USA High School.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebling Area Schools. They know that the foundation for a good education starts in the classroom, but they also know that a well-rounded student needs more than just what can be taught from a book. Studies show that students that participate in a sport, club, or school activity are much more likely to feel connected to their school, perform better, and attend regularly. USA is committed to creating opportunities for everybody, from music and band programs to sports, FFA, robotics, student council, drama, and more. USA Schools has a plethora of activities to suit almost any student. USA Schools also knows that none of these activities would be possible for our students without the time volunteered by our parents, faculty, teachers, and the school board. Thanks to all of you for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website, think-usa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Brown's Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Sure Healthcare Network, Brown's Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular!
The road to the Wrestling Center begins now. The postseason is underway. The regular season, nothing but a distant memory. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney from our Anger Valley Services courtside seats high atop the gymnasium here in USA High School. John, it's always good to get to the postseason.
Oh, it sure is. This is where all the fun really truly is. It's the second season. Everyone's 0-0, and everyone's pretty much excited.
Of course, this is our ninth postseason running the broadcast here from the booth on the WLEW Sports Network. We've seen plenty of history and plenty of action, even on this court. Would have been back in 2013. We'll get to that in a bit. But it's a whole lot of action upcoming in the next 5 days. We'll be here for all five games between the two doubleheaders on Monday and Wednesday. USA and Harbor Beach, the first game. Lakers and VanEck on the second game tonight. And, of course, the two teams with a bye, Ubley, who we just discussed, and the Cassidy Redhawks will be playing the winner of USA in Harbor Beach. The Cassidy Redhawks enter the postseason with a 12-8 overall record. That would tie their best season in over 9 years with a win. In the Greater Thumb West, not sure what's going on with our music here. In the Greater Thumb West, Cassidy finished at 6-6. That tied for third place in the division with VanEck. Aaron Fernald is the head coach for the Redhawks, altogether 6 years at the helm. He coached boys, switched to girls, and now he's back for the past 2 years on the boys' bench. Over that time, he has gone 65-59 in boys' basketball, good enough for a 524 batting average. On offense, Cass City scores 49.8 per game. That's middle of the pack in the Greater Thumb Conference at number 6, but the second-worst offense in District 96. On defense, the Redhawks are allowing 44.8, and impressively, that is the third-best in the Greater Thumb Conference behind only USA and Ubley. Average margin of victory for the Redhawks of Cass City are 5.1 in the black, and that's the fifth largest differential of the 14-team conference. Very similar to Ubley, Cass City also had an extended football playoff run spanning all the way to the Saturday before Thanksgiving. As a result, it took a little bit for the Redhawks to take off their shoulder pads on the hardwood and shrug off of a 1-4 start to the season. Since then, though, Cass City has gone 11-4 to enter the MHSA tournament.
Well, it took Cassidy a little bit of time to gel, but come together they did. Being recognized as the fifth best team in the area by the Thumb Area Writers Top 10. By the way, Ubley finished in 10th.
We already did that, Ubley.
So the Redhawks, I think they're a dangerous team, and they're kind of like lying in wait like a panther. You know, you never know what you're going to get out of them.
Cass City drew the other bye for this district, aside from Opley, of course, so they'll be waiting to see the outcome of the first game tonight, USA and Harbor Beach. They'll play that winner in the first game on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Now, John, let's take a look inside of that Cass City huddle.
Well, Coach Aaron Fernald's Cass City Redhawks, they do have a senior-laden team, and that's led by a four-year starter, Sandon Cathrell, who is a tray-shooting X-factor. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. But not to be outdone, he has a